Clip 16, Microlearning. You might know the forgetting curve first drawn by Hermann Ebbinghaus. It describes how long new knowledge remains in our memory before we forget it. The exact data behind the curve is open to scrutiny, but current research comes to similar conclusions. Out of this, we get the interpretation that the more you repeat information, the more easily you can remember it. And this repetition works very well with flashcards. Microlearning is the digital form of these flashcards, usually in the form of a video or audio file supported by downloaded material. Microlearning meets two demands. One, training today must be engaging enough to reach your target audience. And two, microlearnings can be repeated as often as you want. You store information digitally and make it easily accessible. And successful microlearning packages the material into short stories. This makes training simple and efficient. It's possible to return to the training if a question arises, and businesses or trainers can make the material available when the trainees need it. Microlearning units should be seen, heard, or read in 1 to 5 minutes. So it's very important that the information in those units is direct and target specific. You should use simple sentences and everyday language. My recommendation, incorporate examples. And a few more tips. Use figurative and visual language like the goalkeeper was as solid as a rock. The knowledge. Each microlearning unit needs a handful of concrete points. For example, make sure that there are 3 points to the summary. Use examples or rules of thumb, such as, with this formula, you can quickly and conveniently estimate the cost of an employee. Gross times 14 times 1.3. You could also have your trainees present the microlearning unit. You will certainly find volunteers. This will make the content believable and entertaining. Of course, there are also disadvantages to microlearning. It is relatively expensive to produce. And above all, preparing a good microlearning unit requires brain power. But overall, it's a suitable tool for sharing knowledge. Now I really know a lot, Anna thinks with satisfaction. I know how to put together my training session, what methods I want to use, and when e-learning makes sense for training. But I haven't given enough thought to the generation groups of my trainees. What should I keep in mind?